Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
57.5% of my bets, you could retire to Bali, to the Maldives, to... you know, wherever, right? I mean,
right.
You would just adjust your bet size accordingly if I could guarantee you that every single time. So what we still have here is a winner in terms of a segment.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right, game three tonight. Obviously, a lot of uncertainty from the injury standpoint. Kristaps Porzingis' status up in the air. We're going to call this Dallas Mavericks -2.5. -115, it's juice. We need to take this is a very rare occasion that the juice is coming into the equation. Brad, what do you think?
So I heard your analysis earlier, unfortunately, where you pointed out that Porzingis being on the floor is a big deal for the Boston Celtics.
Yes, they are +25 in his minutes and +0 without.
We have a sample without Porzingis that suggests that this team is, in my opinion, still better than the Mavericks. And that is where my head is today on this. I am ignoring the fact, unlike professional gamblers, which is probably why we're doing the segment, but I am ignoring the fact that Kristaps Porzingis is probably going to be limited tonight. Even if he plays, they've admitted, like, we're probably going to throw him out there. He'll probably be on one leg. And then if it doesn't look good, we'll probably pull him out of the game. That's basically what Mazzulla is saying when he's telling us what they're going to do. And it's actually a career-threatening type injury. Here's what I would suggest, folks. Don't gamble on him playing very much. That's what I would say. But regardless if he plays or not, I don't care if Kristaps Porzingis plays. I think the Celtics are going to sweep the series now. I think they are not even close to, they are by far the better team. And so we're rolling with the Celtics +2.5 tonight. Give me Boston in Dallas tonight, +2.5. Mm.
So he is rolling, and once again, he has sunk his teeth into the Boston Celtics.
Celtics fans like, oh no.
Sorry, y'all.
He's on our side.
Yeah, but I was sitting next to a bunch of Celtics fans at that going away party at Laughlin Yard for Mark. There was 100 of them next to us. John saw them. They're all in their green, and they're looking at like, why is this guy rooting against our team? And I said, it's for our listeners. For our listeners.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to go against the current.
Yeah. Okay.
We're doing this for the listeners. We're losing for listeners.
You have a bonus pick before we get into my analysis and my thoughts on it. What's your bonus
pick? So you pointed out that I would probably roll with an over point total for a player on the Celtics, and that is correct. it will be Drew Holiday, and we will be over the 13.5 on FanDuel tonight, y'all.
Okay, yeah, so there you go. That is quite possibly the squarest possible choice you could have made.
America's square, brother.
Coming off of, you know, the 26-point performance, right? And no Porzingis, so that's about right. So there you go. Two easy ones to fade in many ways.
Now, I want to hear you.
Taking Dallas minus 2.5, minus 115, and then you take the under on Drew Holiday, 13.5 points. I got to tell you, I bet the Celtics money line this morning. I did. I bet the Celtics money line because this is just my view. I could be totally wrong. I've been wrong a lot in the playoffs. Whether or not Porzingis plays, it doesn't matter that much to me. I mean, this is one of the greatest teams ever that we're talking about in the Boston Celtics. We went through that exercise on Monday in terms of their SRS. They're fifth, third in the modern era, right, when you take out the 70s teams.
Yep.
Is it because of Porzingis? I think not. I don't think it's because of Porzingis. I think it's because three people. Well, actually, I'll go four now. It's because of Drew Holiday. It's because of Jason Tatum. It's because of Jaylen Brown. It's because of Derek White.
Amen.
And those guys are on the court tonight. And can Kyrie have a better game? I mean, it'd be hard not to, right, at this point. It'd be hard not to have a better game.
Yeah.
But I still think Drew Holiday has the advantage there defensively, and I don't think that's going to change. I don't care if it's in Dallas, Boston, Nantucket, okay, Bethel Grove, you know, Ridge Grove. I don't care where that game is played. That he's going to have the defensive advantage. I mean, Luka, as we talked about, dude's getting pain-killing injections.
Yeah, like, I don't like that.
I actually don't think they should play him. I mean,
well, they have to play him now. They have to play him down 2-0.
You're saying don't play
Luka? You were talking about Porzingis.
He's talking about Porzingis.
Oh, I was talking about Luka.
Of course you got to play Luka.
Luka, you have to play, yes.
Gotcha, okay.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, so,
I mean, you don't play him if you're worried about his career.
They make it sound like it's career-oriented.
But, right. I mean, I don't even think he'd be in this position if they thought it could do, you know, significant further damage.
Right.
You would just cut it off so that you're not pressuring him to make a decision.
Hey, maybe you're playing a little gamesmanship with Jason Kidd, I guess.
Could be some of that.
Because Jason Kidd's playing gamesmanship with you, trying to say that Brown's the best player or whatever.
But what you don't want to look at is that Porzingis can't tough. You don't want it to make it look like he didn't tough through this.
For sure.
It's possible that he can't.
Yeah.
That's why I say medically you could cut it off.
Exactly.
He sounded like a prize fighter, though, in his press conference.
You're right.
Earlier.
Maybe it's just a little bit of gamesmanship and they know.
They could play.
I wouldn't want to set him up to not, you know, to not look tough.
I mean, look, here's the deal.
I would have my doctors just cut it off.
They know the splits, too. They know that it's plus 25 with and plus zero without.
Right.
And they know that this could easily be going back to Boston 2-2 based on those numbers. So I think if he can play, they will play him. You know, I don't know if he can. I have no idea. But I think there's going to be a lot of people on the Dallas Mavericks tonight just assuming that they'll get this thing 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't necessarily...
No, there's no promise it has to go that way.
Yeah, right. There's really not. I mean, I think it's more likely that they would win game 4 than a game 3. Tatum's going to shoot better just like Kyrie is going to shoot better. I mean, Tatum's percentages from outside, you know, the arc are abysmal right now.
Yeah, under 30%.
He's too good of a shooter.
For these finals.
For that to sustain. I mean, that's gonna tick up. And the way that goes from 28 to, you know, 35 is some 45-50% type of nights. And so, look, I'm confident in Xavier Tillman or Luke Kornet or Brissett coming in and still taking away the only thing the Dallas Mavs bigs want to do. Luke is going to give you 30 in a triple-double. We know that. But it's, are we going to see Kyrie? Are we going to see the Mavs bigs have more success? And that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I'm getting an unbelievable price at plus 130, plus 135 on the third best team ever assembled, according to Basketball Reference. And if they lose, they lose. But it ain't going to be because Porzingis ain't out there. That's kind of how I feel about it. So
I'm pretty much on the same page. I mean, the issue for Dallas is the fact that, you know, Jaylen and Jason Tatum, for the most part, can focus the majority of their attention on offense because you have got Drew Holiday to help with Kyrie. And I realize that's not saying that Tatum hasn't spent time on these guys. We've seen it. He's been on Kyrie at points. But it doesn't have to be the priority for them. Offense can be because you've got such great defenders in Derek White and Drew Holiday. Whereas with Kyrie and Luka, and we saw it last, there is still so much pressure on them to be solid on the defensive end for their defensive for it to hold up. When you're out there on the exterior, and so from that standpoint, you've just got more guys with Boston to do more things, and when Jaylen and Jason could just focus on offense for the most part, they've just got too many advantages.
Exactly. So look, I mean, they could take it. I mean, Luka is certainly, you know, one of the best players in the NBA. They're at home.
I don't like that he's in this much pain.
But
this
is real. I mean, when he's hanging by a thread.
Painkillers for your chest. And you saw him wincing just trying to
run
up the court last game.
Yep.
So he's just barely hanging on.
And it's not like the it's not like the role players haven't been playing well. They've been doing just fine. You know, I mean, as good as you can really reasonably expect. I mean, no, P.J. Washington's not having the 29 that he had against the Thunder, but he's averaging, you know, 14
they were better
a game.
Game two. I mean, Kyrie and Luka only had 3 assists game one. They did not get the other players involved because Boston was so good.
Right.
That ticked up last game. They got more of those other guys involved. They'll have to continue to do so.
Yeah.
But you're asking Luka to be perfect.
This dude's
body feels like it's falling apart.
He can't have a night where he has only 22 points.
And especially with Kyrie struggling. That's
absolutely.
It's non-negotiable, as we
absolutely.
Say, with those two.
So, look, I just kind of feel like there's too much for Boston here. Again, could be wrong, but you're giving me, just using numbers here, third best team in modern history, and you're giving me them with their best three players. I would say Porzingis is probably four. They have their best three players on the court. You know, best. Honestly, I might put him fifth. I might put him fifth. You know, he probably is fifth. I can't put him ahead of Derek White. Derek White's been too important for them. So, I mean, I know he helps with spacing, but you know what really helps with spacing? When you have like four knockdown 3-point shooters on the court, it doesn't matter who number five is. Honestly, like if it's freaking, I mean, you got Horford out there. So really, this is just, and they've been bringing him off the bench. So it's not like this is going to be some, how do we do this?
Right.
They know.
He just makes them so superior defensively.
He does.
When
he
you
does.
Put him in the mix.
I mean, his bench minutes have been.
But who knows if even his presence now will be the same.
And I would also argue, too, like what also might inflate the plus 25, you know, minutes.
Yeah.
Those are against the second unit.
Second unit, because he's coming off the bench.
Yeah. It's not against. I mean, there's some
good point
correlation, but. Mm-hmm. You know, the plus zero with him off is the Mavs starters versus the Celtics starters. You know, and again, the bench has been a little worse, but I think this is a finisher's game, you know, and the Celtics still have quite a few. So I'm going to roll with the historical numbers here. Could be wrong. It's one game. Life will go on. But I'm on Brad's side tonight. Plus I got the money line. I don't need the points. Give me the money line. So, and you lean that way too, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we get a Luka generational game, and Kyrie goes off for 25, and you know
that's gonna be it would have to be like a surprise, like Tim Hardaway coming off off of injury and giving you 20 something.
Now
it's gonna be something. It'd have to be something like that to get Dallas over the hump.
Exactly,
I think.
Exactly. So anyway, it should be fun. That game is tonight, 7:40. Will be tip time. Catch that here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Again, if you're fading Brad and myself, actually, Brad and I are one in this instance. You would be taking the Dallas Mavericks. You'd be laying -2.5, -115. Would not be surprised if this goes out to 3. And then you'd be taking the under on Jrue Holiday.
13.5?
Yeah, 13.5. 13.5.
Yeah, his total's 13.5. So. And in that one, I'm less confident than my pick.
Yeah.
The point totals tonight, I would stay away because it's like, what? Like, who would you bet if you were forced to make a point total pick tonight?
I would probably not go Jrue Holiday because his usage is pretty low.
Yeah.
But
especially offensively.
I would probably go like a Jaylen Brown, you know, but again, I don't really I'm like you, don't have a great feel on the total. I don't model that stuff.
Now, if Dallas is going to win, they're going to have to do there's two stars are going to have to do something extraordinary.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a chance that it's correlated, right? If Jrue goes under, it's probably going to be tough for the Celtics to win. Like, are they going to find enough offense? I don't know, possibly, but I think there's
a absolutely can from just the other three. Derek White is included.
I almost picked Derek White. That is almost who I rolled with, but his point total is like 15.5 on FanDuel.
It's pretty much been stuck at 15.5 for like 3 weeks. That's just, they just set it and forget it. You know, 15.5. He goes over, he goes under. I don't know. But yeah, it should be a fun game. Should be a fun game tonight. As again, the third best team in modern history goes up against Luka, who needs to get the Pat Mahomes injections.
On paper, I take just about every one of them Bulls teams over this team, buddy. Third best team of your analytics.
SRS.
SRS, all your numbers.
You know what that means, right?
SP Plus, all of that. Third best on paper.
The R stands for Rebecca, the Dudan. Yeah. Grove Hero is going to join us. Jason's got some words for him. So we're looking forward to that. Walker Holmes Hero is going to join us at 1:25 in Norton Heard the 4th.
That's right.
We'll talk to him about his summer, get his thoughts on State of Memphis basketball, dad's camp, NBA finals, lots more to come with him. Stick around. Jason DeJohn, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
2360, exciting things coming.
They're opening up in Cordova next month. And we'll have all the details when that is official. You guys know how it goes with grand openings and finishing touches and construction and all that. But things are moving right along. And it's going to be an awesome facility. It already is in Collierville. But it's going to be even bigger, even better in Cordova. And what is so great about Shoot 360? Well, everything. You get the true immersive basketball experience. You're going to get better at shooting. You're going to get better at dribbling. You're going to get better at passing. You're going to get some coaching. It's just really for any young hooper that wants to get better at the game of basketball, it's perfect to get a membership out there. Collierville now, moving to Cordova soon. Shoot 360.
Yep. Put it in the hands of the pros. Stop trying to tell your kid and pass yourself off as a pro. Knows what you're doing with them pylons in the backyard. You don't know what you're doing. Stop all the cone drills. Get them out to the future basketball training. That's what we call Shoot 360. It's why guys like Thaddeus Young have invested in this technology. He understands. It's why he's got his kids on. This is the future. It's what Steph and Clay use. As John said, it's not just your shot. They'll help the all-around game as well as your physical attributes can improve that vertical because they got the old school, too, the development coaches and the weight training. So if you're not out at Shoot 360, you're falling behind. Again, the future of basketball training. Go see them right now at 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville.
Norton Hurd, the fourth, is going to join us here in just a bit. Is he in Memphis?
He is not in Memphis.
Got it. Where will he be today?
I'm not sure.
I don't want to put you on the spot. I don't,
you just did.
Is he on the?
I have no idea, bro. You asked me
overseas with Aaron Rodgers.
He'll be in studio or on phone.
He's overseas with. Is this an excused absence for him?
I think it is.
Okay, this one we'll write this down as an excused absence. But they're stacking up now. They are stacking up for the excused absences in
the
studio here.
You hold him so accountable in terms of his presence.
That's absolutely right. I mean, this is now what 2 weeks I've been back. No Hurd. You know, is he trying to get back at me?
Again, Nike ain't moving these camps for you, bro.
Wow.
We got a thing that we do in the way that we do in the offseason. Hurd's got to be there.
Yeah.
Particularly when you've got, three, four top guys now, including Jasper Johnson. Got to be everything he's at.
Yeah.
You understand that?
Absolutely.
So when Jasper goes to camp, you got to be there.
That's true.
Yeah.
You can't not be there. It'll show. Yeah.
The work is the work, and you got to do it.
Before we do get to Hurd, there was an interesting discussion. Where was it? What platform?
Athletic.
The
Andrew
Athletic.
Andrew Marchand.
Oh, okay, yeah. Used to be at the New York Post, I believe.
Does a great job now for The Athletic and always has. A lot of times covering the business of sports.
Yep.
A lot of times television media rights deals, obviously. He's got an interesting piece up at The Athletic about ESPN, in his view, needing to heavily beef up their finals coverage going forward. Under this new deal with the NBA in terms of over the next, 11 years, they're going to be paying $2.6 billion. And if you watch their NBA coverage right now, and we've discussed it because in relation to the TNT show going away, sort of what we've had there, and we talked about who's got a great studio show besides Inside the NBA and what those guys over at TNT do. And we talked about ESPN's coverage. It's kind of meh. And I don't know if you've seen it, but they brought Josh Hart on, and Andrew Marchand points out it's just been kind of, he uses the word of the young people, mid in terms, and again, not a shot at Josh Hart, but not star power. And his point is that ESPN should do in terms of future finals, and they'll have it again, and what we were talking about over the next 11, 12 years. I think it's 12 if you count this year. His point is they should do what they did with Monday Night Football, which is go out and go make a explosive hire. You go get Joe Buck, you get Troy Aikman, you pay through the nose. And his way to do that, he says, is that you should essentially do what Fox did in terms of going out and working a deal with Tom Brady where they said, hey, when you're done, we want you to come over here.
Interesting.
Right, we'll let you pick your time when you're leaving. Of course, we're not going to interfere with that. You want to win more championships. And what do? They wait on him. He's got a 10-year, $375 million deal. Well, Marchand is saying ESPN should do that in terms of its NBA coverage, and they should do that deal with LeBron, a LeBron type, where you are paying him like that to do maybe 20-something games during the regular season, and then be on your finals coverage. Because let me tell you, we're tuning in if LeBron is on, just like many are expecting us to tune in for Tom Brady. And that's why Fox paid through the nose. You look at Monday Night Football and how much of a success the move to get Aikman and Buck were with that, and it makes some sense here instead of trying to, you know, just sort of piece it together, get through, go along to get along. You know, Wilbon and those guys. Okay, Bob Meyer. But that's the problem. It's just okay.
Right.
Go out and really make a move and, you know, get LeBron. You know LeBron loves listening to himself. You see it with the podcast and everything else. And let's be real. He's fantastic at it.
Yeah.
You know, now whether he's saying something you agree with or not, one way or the other, we care about what LeBron says about basketball, particularly with that IQ when he's breaking it down.
Yep.
And so, again, stop with the, you know, you're going to bring Chris Paul on, sounds like, here for game three. Yeah, Josh Hart. Go out and go get a white whale, as Marshawn put it. Get you a LeBron. And he said, if LeBron turns it down, doesn't want the commitment, you do the same thing with Steph. You make go ahead and get them in line now with this monster deal that they can't turn down.
Right.
And have yourself ready, because again, you're talking about the next decade of having the finals with this new television deal. You know, they'll be all over. You got to beef it up.
Yep.
You got to have something that we're in for.
Yeah, no, I'm with that. I mean, and if you're him, you're clearly trying to pivot to a career in media because you got the podcast.
They paid Buck $75 million over five, Aikman $90 million over five to beef up their Monday night coverage, and you have to also account for Omaha Productions and what they do for Peyton Manning now. And Monday Night Football is a boom for them. Marshawn is saying they should do the same thing with their NBA coverage, particularly now that they'll have it, we know, for the next, you know, decade.
Yep. Yeah. So I think it's, you know, it's not a bad suggestion. It's not a bad idea. It's just like, will you be able to, like, you know,
pin LeBron down for 20 to
exactly.
25 regular season games and then
I highly doubt it.
Playoffs?
I highly doubt it because, like, Brady's workload is.
Now, he'll be there for the playoffs. So.
I mean,
a man went to Cleveland just to watch.
You could get him playoffs. You could get him playoffs. I don't think he'd do regular season though, because I don't think enough people care about regular season.
How many games on regular season is he worth having for? If I've just got him 15 and there's showcase games on Sundays,
yeah.
I will take that.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not going to pin him down to 20 and 25 if he's interested. If I can get him at a few less in terms of commitment.
Yeah, fair enough. I think that's fair. But I would that in terms of guys that I would want to see post-career, he's definitely at the top of the list, like guys that would make transition good or well. You know, I think he's definitely at the top of that list. I have to sit down and really think about who else I would target.
If you didn't have him in studio, and maybe he'd be more willing to agree to this, you'd do something like Peyton has, where it's set up for him from his couch at home in his basement or whatever else. He seems to enjoy that anyway in terms of the podcasts that he does.
Yeah.
You can set up a situation like that where maybe he's complimenting your studio show with a show of his own, like, you know, like the Manning cast.
Yeah, you could.
Again, there's a couple of ways to do that, but I would absolutely approach it, but I think it's smart. And Marshawn's ahead here. He's right. I mean, they got to plan out the next 11 to 12 years, and they've got to do better in terms of giving us something that we got to tune in for.
No doubt.
LeBron would be that.
Yeah.
And so would, you know, if you get some form of Barkley and those guys, I suppose, accomplishes something similar. But we've heard Barkley. LeBron would represent maybe. We'll see. It could be massive.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it'd be interesting to see if he has any interest in that.
Why wouldn't he? He loves breaking down.
And he loves talking about himself and being a part of things. So
if he doesn't have to be at a studio show and he can kind of be comfortable and you can give him his wine.
Yep.
Maybe a LeBron cast, even the idea of that, he'd probably love, seeing how successful the Manning cast has been. Maybe you go with a LeBron cast.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we'll come back. Norton Hurd IV is going to join us. We'll talk to him about the finals, where he's at, Memphis basketball. You guys know the drill. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Team Thad, program director and coach, Black Coach Association All-Circuit Selection for what he did on the EYBL circuit last year. He's doing some big things this year. We'll see if the awards come. They got work to do beforehand. He'd be the first to tell you that. Silver Wave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball. He's plugged in. He's in the know. You can follow him on X at Dream Big Hurd, on IG at I Am Coach Hurd. Coach, it's camp week, is it not? Thaddeus is Young doing his free camp down at Mitchell High School all week long?
Oh, yeah, this is a good afternoon. This is a great week right now. Thad been doing his annual free camp back in the neighborhood at Mitchell High School and Walker Homes. They've been really, really good, man. They've been a good turnout. And, you know, he's always giving back. So we kind of been splitting hairs because we got – the thing at Mitchell at from 8 to 1 every day, free for everybody then. And that afternoon, you know, you got the other camp at Reform. So it's just been a really good heavy doses of camp this week.
So I want to real quick on the camp, because it's something we've bragged about, both John and myself, about with Thad in terms of this free camp that he puts on over Mitchell. He's done it every year now. What, heard for about, feels like maybe we're approaching 6, 7, 8. Maybe it's beyond that. But done every year. Around how many, and I'm just asking you to guess, I don't know that you got it in front of you, how many campers, how many kids does it serve roundabout every year for free?
Probably about 200, because I know we ordered so many T-shirts, some for the Camp Summer Team Bad, and I know we ordered close to 200, and they was telling us the other day that they're almost filled up. I think that was yesterday when I overheard some talking. So it usually varies between I guess 150 and 200 kids, because it's like all age groups is like 6 to 16, something like that, boys and girls, and it's really organized. So what he have done too, Jason, the last, like you say, he been doing camps, but I would say this one is like 6, 7 years, because he partnered with Shelby Metro, which is already gives back to the community and stuff like that. So what he do is partner with them. So you still got their, you know, giving back with them and the city and what they do for the neighborhood and the workers and stuff like that. And we join it all in one.
I'll put the question to you this way, and John's got plenty to ask you, including your location. Yeah. John always wants to know your whereabouts.
I know where he's not. How about that?
But are you surprised that we don't see more of these? Is the way that, because it's not just Ja that's doing a day camp. It's 3.5 hours for 100. You know, Jaron's got a camp. It's significantly less, but he's charging, and it's mm-hmm. a different situation for those two guys that I bring up, just because they're, you know, they didn't grow up Memphians like Thad did. Mm-hmm. But are you, you know, is this just the way it is now, where a lot of these pro guys, hey man, when they have camps, they're going to run it with pro camps or partner with someone and do a, you know, a pay to participate deal? Or, you know, I mean, is there still an era for guys like Thad and even maybe the younger generation to be able to do these free things?
I think it's still a lane, but I think that lane getting played out, just because guys these days, not so much the player, but they all have a very good team behind them. And, you know, their team goal is to create, you know, a lot of different revenues, even when they're happening, you know. And so when you partner with a pro camp, which a pro camp actually does a good job, and they reach out to hot athletes through relationships, you know what I mean? Yep. And so when you do all of that, you know, it's kind of like when you try to pay your bill over the phone, they got to add that extra fee for convenience and stuff like that. Right. So with the teams that's around, the professional guys and athletes on all levels, you know, usually, you know, because sometimes the camp fee might go to a family member, whatever, you know what I mean? So, yeah, like, I kind of see it happening both ways, or I would prefer it happening both ways. Like, you know, any athlete that wants to probably should throw, you know, a free camp or two, and probably a camp or two that calls that way. You probably give all kind of economic basis and ethics or opportunity to be a part of it. Yep.
Have you ever had a player with a torn medial retinaculum with dislocation of the posterior tibialis tendon in your days?
So, I have a Mitchell education, so after you said the first word, I had never heard anything past that.
Yeah.
So, I have never heard of that before. So, if somebody had that, I probably couldn't break it down.
I got you. Okay. Well, that's what Porzingis had. We joked with Jason that his first girlfriend's name was Retina.
And it's a lie.
Yeah.
But it sounded something like that.
I don't know if you had any classmates at Mitchell, you know, Retina, but we certainly feel like, you know, this is a new one. This is a new one for Porzingis. Do you think it matters to the finals, by the way, like whether Porzingis plays, or do you think the Celtics are just too much with the rest of what they have?
The Celtics should be too much with the rest of they have. I will say without Porzingis, I think it could go to 6 games or so. With a healthy Porzingis, I think it could be potentially a sweep.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, they have, in terms of the way they've used him, they have brought him off the bench in the first 2 games. Do you think that maybe would help make the case for Boston being able to withstand this a little better, because they didn't go through the sort of, after missing 4 or 5 weeks, they didn't go through the trouble of reintegrating him into the starting lineup, that it's not going to be much of a change in that regard?
Yeah, but John, you got to look at it like this too. The first game, I think he had 25 points or something up in that area.
Yeah.
And so I don't care where you come from. If somebody gives you 25 points, that's a huge loss. And then bringing a guy off the bench is a kind of tricky too, because I kind of smart in a way, John, because now you're playing potentially the other guy's second strings for a certain amount of time, and you're all-star talent. You know what I mean? And so, I think he's very important. Like I say, without him, he's been averaging more points than Jason Tatum, from what I have been seeing. So without him, I do. And now, if I think the other question is, if Kyrie Irving playing like he playing, you don't need Porzingis, okay? If he become the real Kyrie Irving, then I think it gets tricky without Porzingis.
How much of it is we're just seeing a Kyrie Irving that's not the real one, as you put it, and how much of that is Drew Holiday is in this man's business? Feels like, and it hadn't just been all Drew. I don't want to just single, because we've seen Tatum. They've been able to switch it up, but it looks like Boston's defense is giving Kyrie issues. Or you just think we're just, you know, he's had a couple of bad games.
You know, this is where I say that I would never be able to coach NBA guys, because with high school and college, I think you can give them a little bit more motivation. I feel like Boston defense is good. But, and I love Kyrie. I think he's one of the best players to ever touch the basketball. But, you know, as you go game by game and series by series, like when I coach five stars, you know, it's a what have you done for me lately business with music and athletics. And, I mean, you're just not getting it done, Kyrie. And I know a coach probably can't tell an NBA superstar that, but that's the truth. You need to look in the mirror. You're not getting it done. Minnesota series over. I don't care what you've done there. You actually look like you're getting, and this is a word they use on ESPN. They say, is Boston, you know, punking Dallas? So this is not a herd, you know, thing, because I don't know how serious people take the word, but he's actually looking like this happening to him. Drew Holiday's a great defender, but you ain't made a 3-2 games. We're the whole series. You're averaging 14 points, 13 less than your average, between 11 and 13 less than your average. I mean, that's unacceptable. It is totally unacceptable.
Talking to Norton Hurd, the fourth here on the show, joins us every single Wednesday. All right, for Memphis basketball, I'm sure you have talked, Jay, you've talked to them about David Jones. I think that happened.
Yeah, that decision. Yeah. Hurd's with us.
Yeah.
Same thing.
But I'm curious if you think, you know, a guy, like, how much do you think they need a guy like Kaluma, or at this point in the process, you know, are you comfortable? Maybe you got to bring Jordan up to the starting four. You know, and it's basically the same sort of idea. He's shown he can start for you. How important is it that it has to be Kaluma, or do you think with what Penny's already brought in, they can make do with this roster?
They can make do, but we need one more player. And I think if you talk to people around the program, they even would say that. So, I mean, Jordan really good. Like, you know, like you said, he can start, he can come off the bench. But I think with how much we left open, you know, we thought Dave would be coming back. I think that you definitely got to bring one more player in that can, you know, can score. Like, we got some good scoring guards right now, but college basketball is hard, and I think you need 6, 7, 8 guys that could contribute at a high level at something, not all points. And, yeah, I think they got to get at least one more player, don't y'all think? Are y'all happy with what they got now?
I mean, yeah, they do. I don't know if they will, though. That's the thing. Like, that's going to be
– they clearly feel like they do, so that's why – you know, and they know what they've got in there, right, Hurd? I mean, the fact they wouldn't be going after Kaluma if they didn't feel like they needed it, right? I mean, you'd just, at this point, stand back. You'd stand down.
You know, this is my inside secret that I probably shouldn't tell about head coaches in college, but I'm sure y'all in the world know this. They do need a player, and they do need him. But even if they didn't, head college coaches are going to, at high levels, going to still continue to recruit and bring in kids. And Phil, have you seen some of these rosters this year?
Yeah.
Who coming in Alabama and Duke? And I mean, I said it 2-3 players ago. I don't think they needed any more players. So, no, they're going to continue. If good players are out there, programs are continually going to want them. But in this case, I think it's a want and need.
I'm just curious, Hurd, and this is really asking you to pull the, you know, to pull back the blinds and tell us what you think here. But, you know, we put a lot of attention a couple of weeks ago on Penny's reaction after the David Jones decision and how he's out at that golf tourney and had asked the AutoZone Liberty Bowl Golf Classic. And he had asked the SID, in this case, the liaison, hey, I don't want to do basketball questions. He was asked basketball questions, and you got a penny that, it wasn't necessarily all that outgoing and everything else. But he also, and we talked about it, there was the frustration. He said he didn't want to talk about David Jones, and he didn't. Do you get any sense, you talk to him, do you get any sense at all that he is down or that he is frustrated to a point where, I don't know, we know he's considering, he thinks about the NBA, but do you get any sense at all that he is less motivated? Tim, we've heard him talking about NIL and how much he's frustrated, that he's less motivated to do the job now than he was when he first got it, just because of everything going on.
No, he's too much of a competitor. I don't think he's less hungry. Now, was he disappointed when it happened? And I haven't really fully talked to him a lot about that, not at a long pace like here and there. I'm sure he was. That's anything. Like, when basketball is just like life, like a kid not going on a field trip or you not getting a bonus the month. Like, yeah, you're going to be disappointed. You know what I'm saying? And especially if you put your heart into the situation or you feel like you did was right. So from just being a human being, of course he's disappointed. So during that time, I could see him still being disappointed, with everything going on, because he really thought he had him. But no, I think he probably been disappointed for a few days, like all of us would be in life when stuff don't go our way. But no, I don't think he's coming in like less prepared this year. And it's the thing about sports, though, that's great. When the year started with Team Thad this year, I was disappointed. A couple of kids I thought I had, we didn't have. But guess what? As the year went on, even kids we thought were backups stepped up. And when we got to Nike, these kids proved they were. They're productive, and we still have a top seed. So right now, you always a little disappointed. The fans are, we don't have a good recruiting class as we do. But then everything changes when the real games start. Right. And sometimes some of the teams you least expect are some of the – because right now it's just fun for – radio is fun, for the internet is fun, for the fans. But then in reality, when the game starts, it's all about wins and losses. And I think that he would have them just as prepared. And some teams that you don't expect to be great become great through, just because you got chemistry, you got a lot of other stuff involved. So, yeah, I'm sure he was highly, disappointed at the time. I know y'all said that, everybody said, he was saying the 70%, 70%. So, he might even felt a certain type of way. I think he didn't got called out. some people was, trying to even call him out about this. So, of course, he felt certain ways. I don't think he less motivated than the job, I just think it's one of them things he's adjusting, like you said, John and Jason, NIL, it's so many twists and turns to it. So I think he's just twisting and turning, but I think he's motivated. I think he still want to win a championship here. Kind of like a marriage, Jason, you probably know more than John. Like, you're still excited about it, but of course the first year, the honeymoon was different. Now it's a little different. You have different goals and different things you have to maintain in it, as your 5, 10, and 20 go.
Well, I've been married for 7 years, Herd.
Okay, but I know he like it. How long you are, Jason?
It'll be 15 in July, and just as you said that, it's amazing how much work you still have to put. You think it would even out and smooth out, and it does at times, but it's amazing how much work you still have to put in, even in year 15, if you want to be doing it the right way. Real quick, though, last thing before we get at you out of here, because it happened this week. You are one of the 100 most influential men in college basketball, and we saw something huge in terms of Danny Hurley obviously electing college basketball over a position where he's head coach of the Lakers, turned down quite a bit of money to do it. Some would say, though, a half-stepping offer from the Lakers, that if you really wanted him, you should have just gave him $100 million. I'm curious, were you surprised by Hurley's decision, and did the Lakers blow it here in terms of letting him get back to leave the West Coast and not get their man?
It was tough. I'm going to be real. $100 million probably would have got him, but I think that Hurley is glad that they didn't offer him $100 million either, because I don't think he really wanted to leave. I think he had to do the interview. I think it'd give him leverage forever as a lifetime deal over there at UConn.
Yeah.
But I don't think he fully wanted to leave. And I haven't talked to him in a minute either because I'm here with Thad. I didn't go up to NBA camp or anything this week, which he flew straight to it. All the coaches have been hitting me up at but in Orlando. But I don't think he fully wanted to leave, y'all, because this is the thing. He is a great, great coach. I mean, he's like no other. But one thing you can get messed up with in life, and y'all know this in radio and everything, is and to me, some people take jobs for more money, but more money don't equal a better job. More money don't equal better freedom. More money don't equal a better lifestyle. Sometimes people get themselves in trouble taking a job that might get them less publicity. You know, y'all know what I'm saying, Lexus, for all that. Hurley is a basketball guy. I don't think that, and he's a control freak like all of us is in AAU and is successful in D1. It's a certain way you can get on a college and high school kid. I don't think he could, like Coach LeBron and AD like that. And you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
I don't think he can handle them like
with his style. Currently, he would have had to adjust, and it would have been a big adjustment.
Big adjustment. Hurley is in your butt. He holds you accountable, man.
We gotta call our phone people. We gotta see what's going on. But we appreciate Hurd all the same.
Yeah.
For joining us on the show. We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN. If you're gonna pop the question, get over to our friends at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Because right now, you spend a certain amount of money, $2,495. You could get a free vacation. You're going to get a free vacation with purchases of $24.95 or more. That could be Orlando, Fort Lauderdale. I know you've seen that sentient baby, haven't you? Who wants to stay at the Four Seasons Orlando? If you haven't seen it, Jason, you need to look it up. You could go to Orlando. I don't know about the Four Seasons, but maybe Orlando.
Sounds like a reference I need to
Myrtle
be
Beach.
Aware of.
Yeah, well, so the baby is aware. Hey, you got to look it up. Hilton Head, Anaheim, Vegas, all there. $24.95 or more over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You're going to get a lot for $24.95 over there because they got all the choices for every budget. Get that peace of mind with the meant-to-be guarantee. If something goes wrong that first year, you got 365 days to return. It's Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Absolutely. Howie's going to make it the best jewelry shopping experience of your life. Why? There's a reason for that. He wants to be your jeweler for life. It's truly important to him. I don't know about you guys, but I've been in Howie's presence and sweating. That's how good a deal he'll cut you. You mean for real? Like that kind of deal. And that's what you're getting here. Summer of 1,000 engagements. Get involved. Howie's got you covered, as we've said, and he's got all the options. You don't want the stress. You want a comfortable atmosphere. You don't want folks being pushy when you're in the market to buy something, and certainly not when it comes to jewelry. So you'll love the atmosphere now. You can ask now, pay later. Great financing options like 24 months, no interest, or take up to 60 months to pay. Bigger, brighter diamonds always at Robert Irwin Jewelers. They're online at rijewelers.com.
Hey, I think is the top 100 camp going on right now? I think it is. The NBPA.
That's what he was saying. Yeah. He's not in Orlando because of Thad's camp.
Yeah, so
right now,
Cal posted a picture, and guess who he reunited with? Rodney Carney. Rodney Carney's there. It looks
that's random.
Like,
why is Rodney at the
end? Well, it looks like he is a coach.
Interesting.
That he's like doing workouts. That's what it appears to be to me. Camp staff. Yeah, Rodney Carney. And I'll be honest, dude, he's older, obviously, but he basically looks the same to me. Like,
dude, he came back for an alumni game back when Hunt was putting those together at El Ron. You had Penny and Dorsey and those guys coming back to place before Penny had become the coach. Because I remember Josh was still out there.
Right.
And he was in unbelievable shape. I want to tell you, he didn't play, but you could tell from a
yes.
Just how built he was.
Yeah, he's 40 now.
That dude kind of, in terms, I'm just me, fell off my radar.
I know.
So once he went, because he's had a career overseas.
Yep.
That kind of fell off the radar there, but has obviously kept himself in very good shape.
He did get it. He was drafted
like
the first
man.
Round, wasn't he?
Yes.
Like, it's kind of surprising.
And I thought had a decent start to his career.
Yeah.
But then he got outside the NBA, and we sort of tailed off in terms of attention on him. But
yeah,
he's put together a nice pro career.
Yeah. Rodney's always one of the guys who I got nothing but love for. He was one of, you know, I remember the high Sox, you know, the high flying. He was... Well, it's good to see him reconnect with Cal. We got to get him on someday, and especially
that man was the 16th overall pick there.
Yeah,
2006,
stud at Memphis, no doubt. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Bomani Jones for joining us. Thanks to Norton Hurd IV as well. It's Jeffrey and Company, DeMichael Cole. Let's get it. stick around. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone. ESPN.
If you're going to pop the question, get over to our friends at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Because right now, you spend a certain amount of money, $24.95, you could get a free vacation. You're going to get a free vacation with purchases of $24.95 or more. That could be Orlando, Fort Lauderdale. I know you've seen that sentient baby, haven't you? Who wants to stay at the Four Seasons of Orlando? If you haven't seen it, Jason, you need to look it up. You could go to Orlando. I don't know about the Four Seasons, but maybe Orlando.
Sounds like a reference I need to
Myrtle
be
Beach.
Aware of.
Yeah, well, so the baby is aware. Hey, you got to look it up. Hilton Head, Anaheim, Vegas, all there. $24.95 or more over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You're going to get a lot for $24.95 over there because they got all the choices for every budget. Get that peace of mind with the meant-to-be guarantee. If something goes wrong that first year, you got 365 days to return. It's Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Absolutely. Howie's going to make it the best jewelry shopping experience of your life. Why? There's a reason for that. He wants to be your jeweler for life. It's truly important to him. I don't know about you guys, but I've been in Howie's presence and sweating. That's how good a deal he'll cut you. You mean for real? Like that kind of deal. And that's what you're getting here. Summer of 1,000 engagements. Get involved. Howie's got you covered, as we've said, and he's got all the options. You don't want the stress. You want a comfortable atmosphere. You don't want folks being pushy when you're in the market to buy something, and certainly not when it comes to jewelry. So you'll love the atmosphere now. You can ask now, pay later. Great financing options like 24 months, no interest, or take up to 60 months to pay. Bigger, brighter diamonds always at Robert Irwin Jewelers. They're online at rijewelers.com.
Hey, I think is the top 100 camp going on right now? I think it is. The NBPA.
That's what he was saying. Yeah. He's not in Orlando because of Thad's camp.
Yeah, so
right now,
Cal posted a picture, and guess who he reunited with? Rodney Carney. Rodney Carney's there. It looks
that's random.
Like,
why is Rodney at the
well? It looks like 100? He is a coach.
Interesting.
That he's like doing workouts. That's what it appears to be to me. Camp staff. Yeah, Rodney Carney. And I'll be honest, dude, he's older, obviously, but he basically looks the same to me. Like,
dude, he came back for an alumni game back when Hunt was putting those together at El Ron. You had Penny and Dorsey and those guys coming back to play before Penny had become the coach. Because I remember Josh was still out there.
Right.
And he was in unbelievable shape. I want to tell you, he didn't play, but you could tell from a
– yes.
Just how built he was.
Yeah, he's 40 now.
That dude kind of, in terms, I'm just me, fell off my radar.
I know.
In terms of once he went, because he's had a career overseas.
Yep.
That kind of fell off the radar there, but has obviously kept himself in very good shape.
He did get it. He
still
was drafted
like
the first round, wasn't he?
Yes.
Like, it's kind of surprising.
And I thought had a decent start to his career.
Yeah.
But then he got outside the NBA and we sort of tailed off in terms of attention on him. But
yeah,
he's put together a nice pro career.
Yeah. Rodney's always one of the guys who I got nothing but love for. He was one of, you know, I remember the high socks, you know, the high flying. He was, it's good to see him reconnect with Cal. We got to get him on someday, and especially.
That man was the 16th overall pick there.
Yeah.
2006.
Stud at Memphis, no doubt. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Bomani Jones for joining us. Thanks to Norton Hurd IV as well. It's Jeffrey and Company to Michael Cole. Let's get it. Stick around. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.